Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
B-Pod Studios.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
Zolak.
I digress. That tastes different in Florida.
Bertrand.
I got no brother chili.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 Sports Zone.
I had a perfect example of what a man was in my life by my father. Mm-hmm. My parents has been together for 36, 37 years now, and it's a beautiful thing. I grew up in a three-parent household, my mom, my father, and my grandmother. And I knew what a woman was. Not a bad
Okay, what's the difference?
A woman.
Okay.
A bad is a person who's just, you know, girl, I'm a bad you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I look the part, but I don't act the part.
Okay.
You know, and it's a lot of women who are bad. And I say is it in a way not to degrade a woman, but just to go off the aesthetic of what they deem is a boss chick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a woman for me is handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of like, I'm a boss, like I'm a this, I'm a that. No, baby. Like. But you can't cook.
Okay.
You don't know when to be quiet. You don't know how to allow a man to lead.
What's wrong with that?
I said that today too.
That's what he got in trouble for? Cam Newton doubled down. He doubled down on what he told that reporter in 2018 or 2019.
Which one? The roots? The routes?
Yeah.
The routes?
He said
2017.
That was 2017.
Oh, that was that. They
said it was funny to him.
It's kind of funny.
To hear a female.
Female asking
to have a female dare talk about football. Talk about routes. Because, of course, how could a female comprehend something so complicated as where to run on a football field? How could
funny
they?
To hear a female talk about routes, like.
So he revealed that he doesn't think all that highly of women's intellectual capabilities when he said that, right?
Well, covering that specific sport, I think.
That was the first hint at how Cam feels about women. This was, this was far more in depth. That he sees women as being their best when they are cooking and cleaning and catering to men and knowing when to stay quiet.
Stay in your lane.
That's not what he said. He said handle their own, but know when to
be respectful of a man's needs.
Well, know when to keep quiet.
Cater. They need to cater to him.
And cater to a man and apparently cook.
Cook.
A woman for me is handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs.
I mean, I think this is what he believes, what he thinks.
Yes.
It's how he was raised.
I think it's how he was raised.
It's how he was raised.
Yeah. I think that it's what it comes down to. Why would he feel this way?
He didn't
wake
that
up one morning.
Right.
So he's 32 now. That was 2017, you said? So at the age of 27, he didn't wake up and feel that way about women. It's how he was raised. That's what it comes down to. That's where this is what this stems from.
Yeah, I've seen the reactions to this, and obviously women are very upset, and they should be.
Yes, they should be.
By these comments. And I think, you know, we've all been in places where you say something like, oh, that came out, but they don't truly mean that. I think he really believes that this is your place. And, you know, as he doubled down on that, I don't know if he'll say anything about this or he'll double down on what he said. And he's all these podcasts and YouTube channels. I think these are dangerous things because you try and be give your true feelings out on these things that you do. And he's very big on that, speaking his mind like that. You look at the reactions. Here's the funny thing, but the reactions to it, there are people that agree with him. There are people that don't. Like, you look at the reaction on some of the stuff that was posted on Twitter when this thing first hit yesterday. You guys sent me the links. Look at the replies to some of them.
Yeah, but like, from any...
Because you're a Cam Newton fan. I mean, if you're going
to
be a Cam...
But from anyone who is out there trying to get himself a job as a starting quarterback in the NFL...
Well, that's something
it's not...
And, yeah. anyone whose opinion you would look toward or respect... And look, I'm not looking for Cam Newton's opinion on anything. And quite frankly, based on what he said to the female reporter a few years ago, this doesn't surprise me. This guy, it's not even like delusion. It's just like... Okay, he's 100% in his own world and has, I think, a very inflated sense of what he brings to the table for relationships in general. And whether it's the relationship with a team or the relationship with a woman, okay.
Well, his kids,
you know.
He's talking about his kids, you know.
Listen to what he believes
you bend for him.
Right.
Right?
When you're talking
about. You cater to me, Patriots. I'm going home. I'm going to go home and break the COVID rules for the 5 days, whatever the length the trip was.
Right.
And then, what? Wait, you're upset about that? You know, I'm Cam Newton.
A lot of times when somebody's talking about like characteristics in an individual they don't like, just listen to if in any way that person could be describing themselves, right? And he's saying like, oh, I'm a bad bitch. I can do this. I can do that. Doesn't this sound an awful lot like Cam Newton saying like he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league and that there aren't 32 guys and, you know, this and that and the other thing? It's like, Cam, we saw it here. And I understand that a lot of the players still really like you and remember you from your MVP season. I understand that you're not completely worthless. But having said that, when you had the opportunity, you didn't do it. When you had a second opportunity, you made some knucklehead mistakes and went out of state for a doctor's appointment, supposedly. And when you returned and found out, then you tried to make us believe it's really your decision. But then you started talking. Then when you finally get a chance to pick up with another team, how did it look? You're not all that anymore. It happens to every single athlete who plays every single sport. So when I hear yourself describing somebody, in this case, a bad bitch, who is not your idea of a perfect woman, who thinks they're all that, it sounds an awful lot like you're describing yourself. And maybe the flaws that, God, if you could just look in the mirror for a second. Wait a second, Cam. Yeah, you think you're the man. You're Superman. You're not anymore. You were. You're much more accomplished than...
Indestructible. It's the whole perception of I'm indestructible.
Well, much more accomplished than a lot of players will ever be or most human beings will ever be at anything they do. However, having said that, now, when you say something like this, it just looks really silly. And I don't think he wants to look silly. I don't think he wants to come off as being stupid or being, you know, completely...
You're disrespecting, but you're in the same breath. You're saying, with all due respect, I don't mean to disrespect by saying what I say.
Okay,
by saying it.
Well, and that's the other side of it. There's some people
that doesn't.
We're not going to give him that much wiggle room at all. It's like this guy sounds like a chauvinist jerk, and you could be right too. Well, I'm just saying for Cam's sake. Oh my God, dude, just stop and think about what you're saying for a second. Think about how maybe that correlates with some of the things that you've said about yourself over the last few years. You understand
silly
that seems now?
But that aside, I believe this is what he truly believes. I don't think this is him trying to fill airtime on a podcast.
No.
This is what he believes.
I don't think it's him trying to be a phony.
That's what he believe. And yeah. I am with Zoe on this, that I think there are decent number of people that would agree with him on this.
I mean, I thought he was going to get crushed. I mean, it's split somewhat. And women should be upset about this. And I know women that cover the league and do a great job at covering it. They're retweeting this, and they're as floored as anybody by these statements.
And I'm sure you're right, Beetle, but it's like, you know, we all know, and in this room, in this building, you're going to have different beliefs about, you know, political things and economic things and some social things. Do you, among any of your friends, know somebody who thinks like that, thinks a woman's place is to hold her own and but also cater to her man and no one to keep her mouth shut? Like in your you know, group of
anyone
friends
that I'm close with?
Yes.
No, but that's but, what but I do know
when I was driving through West Virginia and getting gas.
Here's something I did think of. I because this is what it sounded like to me from knowing some people that fall into the camp of being very religious and closely following. And I bring this up because I thought of it, because remember when Cam was coming out of Auburn and his dad's church, his dad ran a church,
the pastor, yeah,
like, and it was at the center of the payoff scandal. This is so many years ago now that people forget about this. Remember when his dad was shopping Cam Newton back when that was really fringe, you know, sort of,
yeah,
not okay, yeah, and was really looked down upon. Now it's like they're pretty much making it legal to shop yourself out there. He was shopping Cam to colleges, and there was a tie-in with the church. Something about the church where the money was, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You can buy new candles.
I just remember
church.
That element of it, but there is like this sort of this, there are people that, you know, follow scripture very closely, and there's a lot of women serving their husbands. There's a lot of that. And I thought back to maybe that's where it came from. Because again, I don't think Cam Newton woke up as an adult and started feeling this way. This is something that is ingrained in Cam Newton. That's
a core belief.
Right. Yeah, this is not new to Cam Newton.
It's the way family is.
This is something that was taught to Cam Newton.
Because he basically said it to you. Like, this is how I was raised. I was raised in a three-person head of household where it's mom, dad, and grandma.
That's great. He's a grown-ass man. You can't go out in the world and start to develop your own beliefs and maybe look back on some things that you were taught and brought up and said, you know what? That's a little messed up.
No, that's totally fair. And he deserves all the criticism he's getting today. I'm not saying otherwise. I'm just saying I've been surprised to learn that there are people that I've met that feel this way. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
You really think that? Like, that's how it has to be?
And this is what you think of, you know, like, the mother of your children, right? He's got seven kids. I think he has seven children. So, I mean, but, you know, whether it's all the same or not, but that's what you think that, I don't know, the mother should be. That's tough coming out of your mouth that way. That's, like, when he said that, I don't think he was prepared for the type of blowback he was going to get. Or maybe he's not getting enough. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not all that fired up about it because I really don't care. Quite honestly, I really don't care that much about what Cam Newton has to say.
Is he saying things to be relevant? I don't know.
I don't, like, think so.
Is Carolina want him back?
I think it's how the guy feels.
Does Matt Rowe and company want him back in the building? Is like that door still open?
They shouldn't want him back in the building because he can't play anymore.
That period, right.
They should want a better quarterback. 617-779-0985. You got thoughts on this? We welcome those. Also, Bill Belichick turning 70 this week, and Josh McDaniels says Bill can do it another 10 years. We'll get to all that coming up.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Zillack and Bertrand.
This is a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zillack and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Alex in Easton. What do you got, Alex?
Well, I think you guys are getting, I think we're going to get a lot of fake outrage, because I do believe the views that Cam is espousing is something that's along the lines of what's called the red pill movement. And I believe that's one of the top 10 categories for YouTube visitors, or whatever you call it, followers. So what Cam is espousing is something that's actually quite popular among men these days. And I believe the correct term is the red pill movement, where, you know, men are basically the leader of everything and the women are kind of secondary in all phases.
Yeah, it's called like 1950.
2016 documentary called The Red Pill explores the men's rights movement.
I didn't know men's had rights.
Cassie J spent a year filming the leaders and followers within the movement. And
I was unaware that men were struggling for rights.
Well,
is that true?
I have felt oppressed for so long, especially as a middle-aged white male in America. I finally, somebody sticking up for me. I've had the cards stacked against me my whole life. Finally, let's set things straight.
Al's in Leicester. Hi, Al.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Out of their minds.
Yeah, what I don't get is who wants a woman to just do whatever they want?
I don't even want to have these conversations.
I am so uncomfortable.
I don't.
Right now.
I don't.
Do you know
how
uncomfortable this is?
You know, we debated whether or not we should even touch this topic today.
What, you don't think it's a guy's world?
But it's Cam Newton. He had played here. Obviously, we had to watch him play quarterback for a full year. Artie's happy that he didn't get that two-year, $50 million extension.
Yeah, you want to sign him long-term.
We were in talks. He looked good for a couple of games.
That's fact. Yeah.
Let's go to Jamal, who's in South Boston. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
If y'all can give me a minute to explain what he was basically saying in his culture, of the black culture, what he was trying to describe. He's not disrespecting the women. There's a lot of women out here, if you even look into the hip-hop industry, that every independent that makes their own money, they're calling themselves the B-word,
yeah,
the boss lady. And what he's looking at from where he was born and raised from, that his mom, his grandmother, you know what I'm saying? They did what they had to do, and at the same time, take care of the family. Not just the men, but the family. Y'all taking it to a whole different level. But if you're looking at it at a black culture, because we can get it. This is it could be very long talking about this. But I just want y'all to understand that the way he's talking, the way he's presenting it, it's in his culture, the black culture, because there's a lot of women out here. They call themselves the B word, the boss lady, but some of them can't do certain things like take care of men because they're so independent. And when a man is finally taking care of them or looking out for them, they don't want to give up that independence.
Okay. Thank you. Well, bad on those women for out there creating their own lives and businesses and doing whatever, and then forgetting that, wait a second, I don't know how to take care of a man. Can we stop having this nonsense conversation? It's a cultural thing? No. It's a misogynistic, chauvinistic thing. That's it. I mean, you can say it's because of religion or upbringing or black or white or something. No.
Deep South,
Cam wants, likes women who are going to cater to their men and cook and take care of themselves and also take care of him.
Yeah, I think Jamal's making a couple of mistakes there. One, he didn't say it was about family. He said it was about being quiet and catering to a man. He said that directly. That's not embellishing anything that he said. And I also think you got to be careful when you just put it on saying that it is black culture, because you're saying a couple of things there. One, you don't believe that this crosses racial lines, which it most certainly does. There are plenty of white men that would agree with Cam Newton.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Number one. And number two, there are plenty of black men that would not agree with Cam Newton on this. So don't chalk it up to that, please.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Puts down like the single moms that raise kids. And
It's
uncomfortable. This is uncomfortable.
Explaining it away and somehow trying to justify, what he's saying. And I just don't think there's
a weird way where he uses the B word, like he's trying to call it fake. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like, don't fool me with that, because this is, again, it's his belief.
So. Paul's in Revere. Hey, Paul.
Okay, great.
Hey, guys, you are absolutely bananas on this. Hardy almost had it at the beginning when he said it wasn't that bad, but then he backtracked. I don't know why. But
what did you say?
Because I was being sarcastic.
It's like, that's what he got in trouble for? He sounds like a jerk.
You almost had it hurt.
John's in Carver. John.
Hey, fellas. How we doing? I just want to touch on Cam Newton, because I feel as if you guys are kind of misleading with what he was saying, because maybe he just worded it wrong. Because I believe
it's a big reaction. You know, I've seen the same reaction since last night.
Right, yeah. It's like,
what do you think he was trying to say then, John? Yes. What do you think he was trying to say?
Well, if I were to ask you guys, what's the position of a man in a relationship, right? A husband, right? You would say you want him to cook, right? You would say
walk the dog, yeah.
Right, right. So it's like, you know, it's like, right, like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, I want my wife to cook for our kids and things like that.
Zoe,
like,
who cooks in your house? Yeah, Zoe cooks in his house.
But I'm a good cook.
So get off the phone. Go away. Shut up.
And you can't get him by, like, big man.
It's so stupid.
I am so manly,
too. I can't
take
the stupidity.
It's kind of fun.
No. It's kind of fun.
I really can't. I'm strong man, though. Like, hey.
There isn't a bigger Neanderthal.
Than me.
Than Scott Zolak.
Right.
Who cooks in your house? Zoe.
I like cooking.
90% of the cooking.
I like making
the dinner.
Beds.
Right.
I like to make beds. I like neat stuff.
Well, you know what? You should really get out and, you know, find someone who's willing to.
How dare you do the laundry?
I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? That's the way it's supposed to be. Cam can have whatever he wants. He can ask for whatever he wants to get it. But to try and explain it away is somehow it's like, you know what? He's on to something, and I think this is what we all want. No, 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 no.
You guys aren't getting it.
Nobody wants all the same things, and I think the majority of people, at least that I talk to, I mean, we're not offended by it, but I think he sounds dumb when he says it. I don't think it reflects the feelings and attitudes.
It's not going to make the way you feel any differently.
I know.
Let's talk to Mike in Fall River, because he wants to talk about Linus Allmark.
Oh, thank God.
Mike.
Thank God.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I was at a game a few weeks ago when the Bruins played the Islanders, and I wanted to really see Swayman in that. But I'm really liking Allmark. I don't really trust Swayman for the playoffs. I think he's too young. And another thing, I know these players get hurt towards the end of the season, but why does David Pastrnak always get hurt right before the playoffs?
Yeah, it's becoming a thing. Mm. Last year it was in the playoffs, though, when he got hurt, wasn't it?
Yeah, when he
did
that.
Prior to the playoffs. Yeah. So it was in the actual playoffs that he got injured.
Yeah.
Let's say he's on the Allmark train now. Poor Swayman. I feel so bad for him. I love the guy. Not right now, though. This is Allmark's team. Allmark. Allmark making a save. Hardy has our headlines. We do need to address Bill Belichick turning 70. Not so much because of that.
I wonder what he got for his birthday.
Josh McDaniels says he could do it for another 10 years. Also, Bert Breer on this matter. We'll tell you about it next.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services, nice people, great service since 1928.
Opinionated.
You like donuts?
Nope.
And passionate.
We all know you're not the brightest bulb on the branch.
Okay? Brightest bulb on the branch?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do you think we'll ever know Belichick's plans until the last second? Like, how do you think this is going to play out when it's all said and done?
What do you call a septuagenarian? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I think, right? Like, yeah, we have two of them. We have two of them now.
Pete Carroll as well.
I don't know. That might be a first, him and Pete Carroll. I don't know if that's ever happened before, where you got two 70-something coaches in the league. I guess 70 is the new 60. I don't think we're going to have advance warning. I don't think there's going to be like a Coach K style farewell tour. I don't think you're going to get any of that.
Will you get a whiff? Do you think you'll get a whiff or a hint, or it's just going to be one day? Bill's decided to step away.
I think whenever he leaves it, he's going to want to leave it in good shape. You know, one thing I can remember from covering him on the beat, and this is years ago, was like I remember like there were a couple of where he felt like Bill Parcells, who obviously had been his boss, had left a couple of teams in pretty rough shape, you know? And I think there was sort of this resolve that whenever he left New England, he wasn't going to do that.
That is Bert Breer with Rich Eisen, saying that when it's over for Bill, it's going to happen quickly and quietly. These questions about Bill Belichick's future or retirement are coming up this week because he has a big round number that he's turning on Saturday. Bill's going to be the big 7-0. What do they say about 70? It's the
New 60.
The new 65? What is it that they say about that?
I would go new 67. Not even round it
70
up
is the new 67?
Yeah.
It's 3 years.
Yeah, it's got to be at least 5 you give someone.
No, it's got to be at least 10.
No, I don't think that's true. The older you get, the less that happens.
No.
Right? Like, 90, it's the new 86. Right?
Oh, look at Tyler and how old he feels right now. You feel old, Tyler? Like for your age?
I'm getting up there.
Yeah.
How old are you, Tyler?
I'll be 24 next month.
Oh, Jesus.
24. Oh, what I wasn't doing at 24.
What were you doing?
No, lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff, he says. Lots of stuff.
Same.
Bill Belichick will turn 70 on Saturday. You heard Breer say he thinks it might be the first time ever. I don't know if they've confirmed that yet. Two 70-year-old coaches in the NFL. And even though he once said, I won't be coaching into my 70s, he's now going to be coaching into his 70s, going back on what he said, 10 years ago?
No.
10-plus years ago in that NFL Network special? McDaniel said, if he's there 10 years from now, it wouldn't surprise me to see that, speaking to Peter King.
I mean, I think 80's a stretch.
Do you think he's just giving that lip service, or do you think he believes this?
I don't think he truly believes the 10 number, but I do truly believe like he's not done like anytime soon. This is why I'm in the position I'm in right now.
And
this is why I am head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Is it their coaching or their? Could he be?
I think this is strictly based on how I know this guy as a coach.
I think he's talking about him as a coach. I don't think he's talking about working.
100% coach.
No, I think he's talking about the job that he currently does.
Right.
He could see him doing it another 10 years.
Could you?
No.
I can't either. Realistically, I mean, I can. At some point, you
listen,
say,
I don't know, but someone who's 80, I know you're out there. I know you're watching. What's the difference between 80 and 70? When do people start?
Don't laugh at me.
I mean,
I'm serious.
I'm asking a serious question. When do
10
people?
Years.
8 years.
When do people? And you know, Bill's in good shape.
Like your feet.
When do people start to really start feeling old? Like, damn, I feel old.
It's when your feet go.
I feel like I really slowed down this decade. Is that the? 31. Is that your 70s? Is that when that happens?
Funny you mentioned Parcells. Parcells.
I don't think it's the 60s.
Parcells taught me this a long time ago, and because I laughed at him, and I've told you guys like he would wear golf shoes. Like his dress shoes. And he'd be on the plane. And like he'd put his feet up and I could see like he took out the spikes. Those rubber spikes. I'm like, hey, but you got golf shoes on. He goes, you'll see when you get older. Your feet start to hurt. Then your toes hurt. Then your corns hurt. Then you know, everything you have, your arch hurts. And golf shoes are the most comfortable thing to make me feel normal. And yeah, your feet do start hurting when you get older. Like someone like steps on your toe. I get more pissed off now than I did 10 years ago.
I think I'm talking about more than just your feet hurting, though, I think you're talking about, you know,
you're really focused in on the foot.
You know, your ability to get up every day and have good energy and, you know, go to work. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's working at an age that most people are no longer working, period.
Correct.
In this country, never mind coaching and running an NFL operation. Most people at 70 have found a way to retire. Some people never quit. They work until the day they die because that's what they do.
Some people just work
at home. And then when they don't work, they don't know what to do with themselves.
Or you just work at home and never come in again. You know?
There are some people that need work to keep going because that's their thing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you think if they lose work, they're going to lose themselves.
His kids often say, like, he sets the tone for the organization, the work day. And if he's going to be different, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not a coach that's been with him for, what, the last 12 years to where I could say, okay, this guy's changed. There's something different this year as opposed to other years. Because everybody's talked about, like, oh, he's taking more time away, or he's sort of stopped to smell the roses a little bit more than he normally would, or he gets a little less upset with things. And now he wants to play, you know, wants to be around good guys, like to coach, like his type of players, instead of just, you know, taking one for what it is for the team. But
I do think Zoe is onto something, though, with that, with the, someone stepping on your toe, and it didn't used to hurt, but
never
now
hurt when
it
hurts. I was in my 30s or 40s.
Maybe that's
totally
the,
yeah.
Maybe now that's the magic moment, people.
Now you want to punch him in the head.
When Let's not overthink this thing.
Yeah, when you get your toe stepped on.
And it really hurts.
Nails start to harden when you get older. Yeah, everything. Feet get more cracked. I'm telling you, it starts with the feet.
You're very much focusing on
people say it starts
the,
rotting from the head down, like from the top down. I think it's from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
Very much focusing on the feet. You keep going back to that.
It'll make you feel old. That's how you move. That's how you shuffle. Look at Maz. He's like shuffling
Smitty,
down the hall.
So Smitty on Twitter wanted to know, he said, ask Bob Weir how he does it. Bob Weir, now Dead & Company, Grateful Dead, right? He's 74. I don't think that's the right guy to ask. There are rumors of their demise. Maybe 74 is the number. Maybe that's the number where you say, you know what? I'm starting to feel old.
All right.
You know, there are uncertainties about the Dead & Company's future after this summer tour.
Oh, no.
I read that just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
There were premature reports. Rolling Stone said they're done. And then they had to come out and say, no, no definitive decisions yet. But they're thinking about it.
We got to go to the old people. We need old people to call in.
I need to know.
So all you... Oh, you fogies out there, man.
80 years old? Could he possibly... Do you want an 80-year-old coach as the head coach of your team?
How's he gonna,
I don't.
How's he going to run out? You have to give him a head start up before the team, before, you know...
Like Joe, how old was Joe Paterno in his final year?
It's probably late 60s.
No.
I would say 60s, yeah.
Really?
No.
I think you're wrong about that. When he passed away, he was 85. So... That can't be true. His final year coaching was 2011, and then he passed away a year later. He was 84.
Jesus Christ.
That's like a, you know, what's the point? Do you want your coaching situation to turn into Joe Paterno at Penn State?
No. That's like old grandpa running the team.
That's what it basically was.
White Sox sticking out.
They still won. I'll tell you what, though. They still won games with him at the end.
They won.
In his late 70s and 80s.
Yep.
There were a lot of bad years in there, but there were some 11-win seasons in there.
Yep.
But I don't think he was really doing much. And the problem is, I look at the rest of the staff and say, who's the guy who's in waiting? Who's the guy who's going to take over and let Bill Belichick become honorary head coach? Does he really think it's Joe Judge and Matt Patricia? Because if that's what's about to play out, the Patriots are porked. Tony Maserati.
Well, that's where the ownership's got to get right. Right? And then you got to be ready for everything.
Yeah, that's when you blow everybody out and you say, see you later. No, we're starting fresh. We need some new voices.
That call will be
we
above
need a new
Bill.
Leader.
I think the next guy, it's a call above Bill's head. Absolutely. Now, Bill's not going to just hand gift, you know, be the next guy.
So all sort of fun to kick around as an idea. Big birthday this weekend. What do you think he's going to do for it?
Nantucket?
Yeah?
I think the Daffodil Festival is coming up.
Oh,
you ever been there for that? It's delightful.
Lovely. No, I've never been to that.
A little stroll downtown. Yeah. Got a lot of friends that go over, rent houses there and everything. It's a big party.
You don't think they'll just, you know, stay home, watch a movie or anything?
Yeah. She'll get them out. Put
you know?
A plaid jacket on them.
Hit the quarry and hang them?
Pink shirt. Quarry's not bad.
Oh, it's great.
Go down to the Wahlberg place.
I think she's Linda has admitted it's one of her favorite restaurants.
Go down Paul's place. Paul Wahlberg's down there.
And I highly recommend it as well. That is a Beatle-approved spot, the quarry.
Paul's brother is selling his house out in California. I think we're going to get to that.
Oh, I think we should.
Oh, Mikey Mike.
Actually, I might have one other homeless thing for you today.
Okay, good.
Might have multiple to get to. That house that he's selling, though, out in L.A., have you ever seen that? Like, on any, he's done some shows and stuff.
Yes, I've looked at the photos of the listing.
That's a hell of a house. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on Bill coming up next.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at
this my life. This isn't nice, T-Bone. By the way, I use this song as exhibit one and why I don't get Neil Young. I don't get it. Never got Neil Young. You want to listen to this singing?
Oh man, look at my life. I'm 24 and I'm so much.
He'd pick like 8 million things I'd rather do than listen to this.
Well, I asked for callers that can tell us about 70 versus 80.
Or older end.
Yeah, Bill Belichick turned 70 this week.
I can't speak on it.
What's it mean for his future as a head coach? Josh McDaniels says he could do it for another 10 years. That would put him at 80. I would say at this point for Bill, he's got a couple of things that he should be motivated by. Number one is the record, chasing Shula.
Yep.
Right? Motivated by that.
That's a big one.
But also, let me add one more into this, which goes hand in hand with that. Going out on his own terms.
Yep.
The better his teams are, the more he determines how his ending will be. If his teams are good, Bill goes out however he chooses.
Yeah.
If his teams are bad, there's a chance he's put out of a job. And that's not the way that anybody wants to.
No, and he'd have to be really bad for that to happen. I'm with you on that. Like that, they've got to hit like bottom. Like,
no, I don't think they have to hit bottom. They have to have back-to-back bad years. They have to have back-to-back years and not be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if that happens going forward with Mac Jones, right, as the perceived guy, I think he's in trouble. They could go 6-11 this year, and I don't think it would end them. Follow that up with an 8-8 2 years from now, and you're done.
Yeah.
So I think all of it's interesting. The age, what he wants, the record, his own terms.
Sometimes the juice of it keeps you going.
How's he capable of doing this? All right, so let's go to Mike in Vermont. Hi, Mike.
Mike.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
I just want to wish Coach Belichick a happy birthday. I'll be 70 next month. I can't wait. I mean, I hope I get there. I mean, it's a month away. But as a birthday gift to him, I would say I can't believe how he is so disrespected by Patriot fans. I mean, the guy is the best coach in the history of the NFL. I've been watching football since the first Super Bowl, before it was even called the Super Bowl. And one last thing, if I could, I want me and Bill in a grudge match with the gloves, not wrestling, boxing, with T-Bone, who played that song, and his little sidekick there, Milliken. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Why don't you just come in and whip their ass yourself? You would take care of these two, and just so easily. These two pissing off people.
How about that? How about that? You mentioned Bear Bryant during the break.
Yeah.
So Bear Bryant and Joe Paterno. Paterno's went out not exactly on his own terms. Not that we want to relive that.
No, but Bear Bryant was one of his idols, the guy he looked up to.
So Bear Bryant and Joe Paterno were both dead within 3 months of retiring?
Yeah, 74 and 37 days.
Wow.
It's crazy. Like, it's like, again, it's like the juice that keeps you going. Like, it's something to do to get up every day, and you got to have that vigor and attack it, and you get football, and it's all that energy, and then you're done.
Like you said, though, there was a little something more with Paterno.
Yeah. Maybe some additional stress brought on by the situation that he was partially responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, Bear Bryant, he did retire. Did he retire or did he just pass away in the offseason?
I'm not sure. I think he retired. Yeah.
Okay.
Retired, then passed away. Yeah.
Oh, got it. All right. Because he passed away when he was 69. Bear Bryant. He was a big drinker, right?
Wasn't had to be deal? A big smoker, too, it seemed.
Yeah, well, everybody did that.
Those Pall Malls, man. Unfiltered.
I'm ready.
We're going to, Bill in New Hampshire, we're going to go to you in a moment. So if you want to prep yourself there. Dennis in Rockland. Dennis.
Hey, Beetle. Recently got retired a few years ago, 67. You do go if you're slow. So the secret is to get into a regimen. The kids are grown, but I got a puppy. And
what kind of puppy you guys got? On his, what kind of puppy?
A boxer.
Oh, nice.
A
they're,
boxer.
They're hyper.
A year now. But forgive me, you guys. I tell you guys on at 10 o'clock.
Attaboy.
To putz around the house, do what housework I have to do. Over the years, I've developed a garden. And I just find over the past couple of years, I try to go out during the daytime and do my shopping because there's nothing more annoying for nice people like you. You get out of work and there's a bunch of old people on the ground.
Wait, Dennis, you're not feeling old yet, it sounds like. Feels like you're not feeling old.
He's got that.
Well, you know something? Every once in a while, I can't believe I'm the same guy who used to stage dive to the Ramones because every time I get out of bed in the morning, Zoe's right. The feet are the first thing to go.
Thank you.
All right, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
That's one of our regular callers, Dennis in Rockland. Thank you for that, Dennis.
Get out. You got like a couple toes are numb and one's hard and almost falling off. Don't bump that one on a corner. It'll just fall right off.
What happened? Oh, here he is. Bill in New Hampshire. Bill.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Bill. Good afternoon,
hey,
Bill. It's one.
T-Bone or somebody, good choice on the Neil Young. Sorry, Zoe.
That's okay.
But anyhow, we're talking aging, and quite interesting. I'll be 80 this year, and I feel better now, honestly, than I did when I was working. I owned a commercial real estate company.
Oh.
And, you know, you got to take in mind the stress, and Belichick is going to have that, too. But I actually feel better than I ever have. I got my huge 4-pound puppy, Piper, a beautiful wife, and just the best I've felt in years.
A lot of puppies.
So really, the
puppy thing is interesting, huh?
They say that about the puppies with the older dogs. You get a puppy for the older dog. What we're finding is puppies also beneficial to older people.
I agree.
Hey, all right,
I agree,
Bill.
Totally.
All right.
She sparked our life up. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Bill. Love that.
Sometimes, yeah, you get older too. I'm bending over, like if you scratch your leg or bend over, like puppy, just clean it up.
So Nike's keeping him young.
Yeah, Nike's doing that for
Bill.
Nike's
not a puppy anymore, though. Nike's full grown.
Nike's in the front office, right?
Yeah, Nike.
Did you ever see the sit down with Susie Welch, Welch's widow? Where she
Nantucket
the interview? Yeah, he's like, I never wanted Linda, so we're gonna get a dog. Dog for and travel the dog and
yeah
and travel
now they have a bike trailer for the freaking
now
dog.
Yeah, now you go on bike rides and trail the dog behind you on a man on a bike.
Yeah. Just take the dog for a walk. Yuck. That's what the dog needs. Dog needs a walk.
The dog loves getting zipped up in that cage and you get rolling. Right. Once you get rolling, man, and that wind comes through.
It's like throwing your dog in the back seat and driving 1,000 miles. That's not what the dog's looking
dog
for.
All it wants to do is stick its head out and put its tongue out and get all lapping up and everything. Yeah.
Let's go to.
You're right. At least you're not putting it like a.
He wasn't paying attention.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Let's get to headlines, actually. Yeah. We're a couple minutes behind. We'll get to the headlines. We'll come right back. More of your calls, more of your thoughts, and also a couple of home listings to get to this hour as well.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.